This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat and Southman District with your Extension Crop Report. Controlling bindweed is not a simple task and often takes a few years of effort. The best methods of control is to use its perennial behavior against it by treating it with a herbicide now in the fall so it pulls those herbicides into the root system while preparing for winter. There are two different groups of herbicides to use on field bindweed, one in the spring and one in the fall. In the spring, glyphosate and 2,4-D ester are the most effective when bindweed is actively growing and flowering. In the fall, dicamba, tordon, and facet L can be mixed with glyphosate and 2,4-D or used by themselves. Plateau and journey can be used in non-cropland applications for control in the fall. Since most of our corn ground is planted into wheat, be sure that the herbicide used is compatible with the cropping system. Bindweed actually has a hard time in no-till systems because it spreads when tillage breaks up its rhizomes and its long-buried seeds can grow when uncovered with tillage. Also, no-till usually involves herbicide applications when the bindweed is vulnerable to those applications. Of course, this is a good time of year to control bindweed in yards too, and for the same reasons. If you have any questions about controlling bindweed, please give us a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.